This is the local VK5 news segment. And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next AREG General Meeting is this coming Friday, the 17th of August, and will be held at the Fulham Community Centre, off Phelps Court, with the doors opening at 7:45pm with the presentation starting at 8pm. This month, AREG is pleased to present a talk by David Newdegg, the resident space weather physicist with the Bureau of Meteorology, on how amateur radio operators can use the resources on the Bureau of Meteorology space weather website to understand HF propagation. David will walk the audience through each of the resources and will show how the items available represent what people experience when operating on HF. There will be plenty of opportunities for questions, so come along. Everyone is most welcome, especially visitors. If you've ever wanted to know more about HAP charts and how to predict HF propagation conditions, don't miss this opportunity. After the presentation, there'll be a break for a light supper of tea, coffee and cake, where you can mingle and rag-chew on the current events. This break will be then followed by an AREG Club business meeting. So remember, folks, this coming Friday, the 17th of August, for the next AREG General Meeting. Everyone is invited. Further information may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. Next time you hear me, I'll be bringing you an update on changes to our group's management team. It may well be that the status quo continues, or we may have some new faces on the committee. We may even have an entirely new committee, but I doubt that it will get that radical. Whatever the outcome of our 2018 Annual General Meeting, I'm sure that the club will continue to thrive and grow, and new projects, and hopefully some new members, will be added to the agendas over the next 12 months. Trevor, VK5NC, is having a spell in hospital as I speak and is recovering from surgery. All of our members wish you well, Trev, and we look forward to seeing you back on deck very shortly. I'm not sure about you, but I'm over this winter. It seems to have been the coldest, wettest and most drawn out that I can remember for a long time, but that may be just a sign that I'm getting old and less tolerant to those conditions. Whatever, bring on spring. Hopefully as the weather warms up, we will see an increase in numbers at our meetings and on the Sunday morning callbacks following the broadcast, as I feel that this miserable weather has encouraged some of our members to stay at home in front of the fire on meeting nights and to have a sleep in on Sunday mornings. Shame on them, hi hi. Although two of our wandering members have returned to the fold after trying to escape the cold by travelling in warmer parts, we still have a couple who are wandering about in shorts and thongs. Hopefully they will be back in time to have a say in our annual elections next week. At this point, I'll remind you that our group meets on the first and third Friday of each month, except for December and January. We decide on meetings for those 2 months based on the proximity of the dates to public holidays, Christmas and New Year. We welcome visitors to our excellent club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, kindly supplied courtesy of the City of Mount Gambier. Meetings start at 7:30pm and are followed by an excellent supper, thank you Gabby B, and coffee, tea and a chinwag. Please feel free to join us if you're in the area. Don't forget to put out a call over our fabulous repeater network either, as you will nearly always get an answer from one of our members. It's now time to say goodbye for this week, but not before I pass on the best wishes of our members for the next week. Stay warm and dry. This is Cole, VK58CF, wishing you all well and saying 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. From Thursday to Sunday of last week, the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club represented Amateur Radio South Australia at the Science Alive event at the Wavell Showgrounds from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. We had a team of seven led by John VK5NI, plus supporters from the club behind the scenes. The event had well over 5,000 registered attendees over the 3 visitor days, plus a large number of families who queued up daily and paid at the gate. At our stand, we had a constant parade of enthusiastic visitors, kids and adults alike, with many questions who enjoyed the interactive presentations such as the slow scan ATV, the microwave transmission, transmit and receive of sound over light beams, and demos of Flex SDR, FT8 and propagation. We directed interested parties to the nearest amateur radio club in their area. Who knows, you may get inquiries from some of the younger generation. Keith VK50Q has advised that on the 10th of July he installed a CTCSS tone encoder in the RLZ 70cm repeater transmitter, so users of the older rigs requiring the tone should now be able to use this repeater. Feedback to vk5mak@wia.org.au would be appreciated. Bruce VK5VAB advised that the ATV is to be included in the Jota and Jotai event on the 20th and 21st of October. He is interested to hear from those wishing to take part and assist with the equipment and setup. At the August meeting, Graham VK5WX gave a short presentation on the Parkes Observatory in New South Wales. Wednesday the 29th of August is the fifth Wednesday, and I have booked a table for the club social event starting at 6 p.m. at the Midway Tavern. Feedback on your intentions to attend and the numbers to vk5mak@wia.org.au. The beacons are still work in progress, and most of the mechanical work has been done, and installation is subject to time available and weather conditions, more to be advised at a later date. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday the 5th of September. The next tech night will be on Wednesday the 15th of August, subject to be advised by email. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. See you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Good morning. Here is this week's news from NERC. Well, our good friend Les, VK5KLD, is feeling a little worse for wear this week with a head cold and a voice that's not worthy of the airwaves. You need to recover to arrange the club's fifth Friday social gathering, so get well soon, Sir Lancelot. Friday night saw the August regular meeting and we were introduced to the QCX QRP transceiver kit. This is an interesting project for our members to build over the coming months and is quite cheaply priced. Using up-to-date DSP techniques, it has amazing performance at such a small package. We are to be reminded that Jota, the Jamboree of the Air, will take place over the third weekend of October. Peter, VK5PX, is organising Scouts SA to liaise the activity this year. More info as it comes to hand. Members are reminded that the club fees are due, and a discount is offered should payments be made at or before the September meeting. Well, until next time, this has been Brian, VK5VI, for the North East Radio Club.
And now, let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. At the last general meeting, I called for volunteers to carry out two important tasks. The first of these was a call for members to assist with the Jota event on the 20th of October 2018. We've been approached by the Girl Guides to run this event at the Shack. We're also looking for a volunteer to take over writing AHAR's notes for the amateur radio newsletter from Christine, who has been doing this task for many years. This involves taking notes during the meeting or using the secretary's notes and taking some photos. The text file and the accompanying photos are then sent to the WIA for inclusion in amateur radio. And if you're prepared to help out AHARs with these important functions, please send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. When the tower and repeater refurbishments have been finished, we will be converting the other shed at the shack site to a clean and secure storage for the Girl Guides, much like we did for our shack several years ago. We will need our great work crew once again, and if you can be available, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, preferably by email at tmold@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for AHARs, so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235-0634 and leave a message. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 24th of August. The next social morning at the Shack will be on Saturday the 8th of August. The next technical session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 25th of August, and Jim, VK5TR, and Barry, VK5BW, will explain oscilloscopes and spectrum analysers in some detail with an interesting show and tell session. Events at the Shack run from 9 o'clock till about midday. The AR Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of the month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. General meetings are not held in the months of December and January. Guest speaker for the next general meeting on August the 16th will be Wayne, VK5APN, and this will be about Earth Moon Earth communications. Looking still further ahead, September the 20th general meeting, we'll learn about the history of the Mount Lofty beacons presented by Colin and Mark. The next member's show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October, so you will have time to finish a UFO. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or catch up with me at the next general meeting or a shack morning. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.